were you a labor warrior, or maybe your significant other, a labor warrior? It's a term that I came up with in 2009. I'm talking about people that can literally, like, live their life up until the second they give birth and then go right back into their normal life. These stories today are wild, in a moment in Kramer history, as we look at labor warriors on Labor Day. Okay, you get it.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
How are you? Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. I'm Steve Kramer. Hi. This is a feel-good podcast I do with my mom every single day. We have three principles. We live, we laugh, we love my mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Just tell my mom before we start, I'm walking into Wednesday's show in a really pissy mood today. I had just a stupid meeting today. Your boss ever just like pull you into a meeting? It's 2 hours long. I don't know if that's like a typical thing or not. But 2 hours about some nonsense today just put me in the worst mood. So here it is. And like Tom, my boss, just like, hey, can we meet you for a couple of minutes today? I'm like, sure. You know, like it's 11:30. They know that I need to be out of that building by 12 every day, you know? Mm-hmm. So get pulled in, like there's pleasantries and whatever. And I thought we were just kind of BS and catching up, you know, and then we had sit there for another hour and a half about some nonsense that just really irritated me when it came to the radio show.
Oh,
so, you know, you just walk out and it's just like, oh, F it. Like, that's it. That's all I got today. That's all I got.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here in pretty cranky mood going into this podcast, and I apologize for that, but it is what it is, right?
And what did your mom say to do?
What?
Go to yoga.
Yeah, I don't have time today. And that's the thing is, like, my schedule is, I cannot leave that building after noon. I cannot leave after the afternoon. Like, it just cannot happen, or like my whole day is effed. And so, as
I know,
I'm sitting here,
it puts you out of your routine,
right? And so then I just the rest of my day is screwed, and I'm just frustrated because it just wastes my time. Today was a complete time waster, unnecessary time waster. I don't have time for that. I just don't have time for it. So I'm just really annoyed. Annoyed going into Friday. I mean, whatever, Wednesday's podcast. So sorry.
Well, Mom, that's a good segue into mom tent.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. First, I want to talk to you about one question that was asked this week, which was asking about your diet. You had mentioned that your little victories for the week that you had lost a pant size. Was it a pant size?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you were really proud of yourself for that. And like, I forget who called in, but they were asking, how'd you lose the weight? And I think it's always kind of interesting to talk to people about what they do. I think we're always at some point in our life trying to lose a pound or two. And, you know, we all know the old trick of just eat less, work out more, but sometimes that's not the most effective way. So
yeah.
I just want to find out what you're thinking.
Well, I think it was Eileen.
Yeah, I think it was Eileen. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a 21-day pre-wedding diet plan. And it's on Martha Stewart. And basically, it's about just detoxing your body and to have your mindset right to eat well, right, and exercise. It doesn't give you specific exercises. It just says, you know, stretch 10 minutes a day, walk 30. It's 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And the first week is pretty much just detoxing, right? Lots of things that just turn into liquids. but it's very healthy. And then the second week, you add a few little carbs to it. But it's basically legumes, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. And oils, good healthy oils like olive oil. And it gives you the recipes for all three meals for the day. It's pretty easy to follow. They're not too complicated. And then the third week, which I am now at the end of the third week, I'm happy to say. I'm not sure where Maggie is. But on the third week, you add in a little more exercise, and that means for me, stretching and walking.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables. And it's also got a little meditation for the week, such as, you know, the one for the third week's real short. I'll read it to you. As you inhale, focus on a soothing phrase such as, I'm happy and healthy. And you can say it aloud or in your mind. And when exhaling, silently repeat the mantra. And it says a specific phrase isn't that important. The mantra's purpose is to give your mind something simple to focus on. So, you know, you think about that meditation every day and you get moving. And on the third week, it says to complete one 60-minute and two 30-minute cardio sessions for 3 days and strength train for 3 to 4 days.
So it's like a three-week thing. Like all, yeah. It's like all the way around, meditation, diet, yeah. And exercise.
Yeah, it's really cool. Good.
And what's it called?
It's called 21-Day Diet Plan.
Well, that's a pretty generic title.
It is.
Nobody can Google that. And I guarantee you, you're gonna get about 15,000 different responses if you Google that.
It's called 21-Day Pre-Wedding Diet Plan.
And where did you find
it? MarthaStewart.com. Oh, okay. Weddings.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. That's nice. It's been really good. It's been fun to make some different recipes. They're all really healthy. And, you know, being a vegetarian, it's been very easy.
Yeah.
I do eat fish some, you know that. So I'm actually, I guess I'm technically a pescatarian.
Mm-hmm.
But the second week you could add salmon and I did that. And yeah. So it's pretty much the way I eat anyway.
Yeah.
But it was different exercises. I mean, different exercises, different well, that's cool. Recipes. So it's-
I'll put the link in the show notes if anyone, I guess you don't have to do it right before a wedding, but if you're looking for just a kind of a detox, it sounds like a little, kind of an effective 3 week, 21 day, you know, they always say 21 days, which you kind of need to kind of get kickstarted anyway. So I'll link it down in the show notes. You can go check it out. Mom, you'll send it over to me. Speaking of your mind, body, and soul is out today saying that experts say that travel is good for your mind, body, and soul coming up here on this long weekend. Obviously, living in stressful times, that taking a trip could help. It says traveling gives us time to step back, step away from our daily stressors and reboot our bodies, our minds, ultimately improving overall health. These are some ways that travel can give you a travel can improve your heart health. Vacations can lower stress for a prolonged period of time. Mm-hmm. Trips to nature can help us breathe easier. So spending time in nature in natural environments like parks, woodlands, and beaches is linked directly to lowering risk of heart conditions, including cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, and mental distress. It says getaways can make you a better employee. You know, it says taking a vacation could be the ideal thing if you're feeling burnout on the job. Research shows the time off from work can boost your productivity and creativity. For employees who took 11 or more vacation days a year were more likely to have received a bonus or a raise than those who took 10 days or fewer.
Very
and
good.
The it says seeing the world can make you more creative. Mm-hmm. This research article says that suggests that those that who have spent significant time in other countries have higher creative tendencies than those who don't. Says travel exposed us to new experiences and ideas that give us a broader vision of the world, which can enhance creativity. So there you go. I two things that I've been kind of thinking about with vacation time since I've got some coming up here. I always feel guilty taking vacation time. I always feel like, oh man, like I'm letting somebody down, or you know, I didn't take any, with the exception of Christmas. I took one day off for Labor Day to make that Memorial Day to make that a long weekend. And then I took off that week to go to San Diego finally. That was, you know, but I get 3 weeks a year and I used, you know, 6 days out of my 15 allotted days, you know, that I'm given. And so I always feel guilty. I don't know if anybody feels guilty. I always feel like leaving is going to be, and to be fair, it is a little detrimental to the ratings when we leave, but I got to do like a better job of using that vacation time. I really do, because it's just, you know, I saw something the other day on TikTok. I wish I would have saved it, but it was talking about like, and you've probably heard this before. This is nothing new, but it's just talking about how like, if you die, they're just going to replace you. I wish I could, let me see if I can read this to you. This is going to blow y'all's mind just to tell you how, shiesty radio can be sometimes. I want to read this, see if I can find this. This is a real article that was put out in the, I sent it to Miguel. So let me see if I can go through. Oh, here it goes. Passing away of a radio DJ. And this is 100% true. And this is like the best reminder for me ever that like, it really doesn't matter that you will be instantly replaced and no one will care, you know? Says condolences to the family and friends of Midwest Communications, Green Bay, Wisconsin production director, Louis Depew, who died on Wednesday, August 18th at the age of 60 after suffering a brain aneurysm. Depew spent 25 years at Midwest Green Appleton Cluster, a Michigan native. Depew is survived by his wife, Allison, and children, Jennifer and Jackson. Midwest Communication VP Jeff McCarthy said Depew said he was one of a kind person you look forward to seeing every day, always positive, smiling, and a tremendous sounding board of ideas. Louis never is it Louis or Louis? It's Louis. Is his nickname. Louis never had a bad day. That's not to say he didn't have a bad things happen to him, but you could just tell. But you could never tell. If you needed a good laugh, you would seek out Louis. Now, that could have been fine just the way it was, right? Like, you could just leave that alone, and like, everyone would have been like, oh, that's a very nice remembrance. Now, it had to have one more extra sentence in there. McCarthy, who's the, this is the, you know, the VP of programming, also shared that Depew, Depew, true to who he was, would want to include there's now an opening for production director at Midwest Appleton Cluster. Packages to be sent to the operations manager and blah, 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 blah.
No. No.
Take the vacation day.
No.
If this is the sign you need, this may be the sign you need right here. Take the damn vacation day.
No joke.
That's exactly horrible. How, and I don't know if that's just a radio thing, but literally within the same condolences post, they're posting a job saying this is what he would want. He loved to work, so who wants to get like, what?
Mm-mm.
That made me so irritated last week when I saw that, you know? So,
oh, that's so bad. That is so insensitive.
Talk about your mind, body. That's just a glimpse into the radio business a little bit. I'd love to show you like the real side of it, because I know you listen from one side and it's like, oh, this is so, everyone's getting so, it must be so easy. You just go in there, you talk and you leave.
Sounds
and I'm like,
so
man.
Much fun.
Yeah, and it is. Don't get me wrong. Like, we have fun, but like, it's just so much nonsense too. Like, just like that. Like, that's just tacky to me.
That's just so tacky. Bad. That's so horrible.
All right, let's get to our mom tent for today. Hopefully, maybe now you feel motivated to take a long weekend coming up. Mom tent is it's content my mom brings to the show. When we first started, she'd bring all these articles. She'd find all these newsletters she wanted to bring, and I was like, "That's great, but let's just no."
But it wasn't really that great.
It wasn't that great. So I said, "Listen, once a week, we'll do." We'll do mom tent, and mom tent's my mom's content that she can bring. And really, actually, we get a lot of good feedback about this. So hopefully you enjoy this, this episode of mom tent.
You know, some days are better than others. What can I say?
Yep.
But you know, today I want to talk about time wasters. So we're talking about how we work too much, right? And we only have a limited amount of time on this earth and in every day. So let's don't waste that precious time doing things that we shouldn't be focused on.
So, take that vacation.
Yeah, take that vacation. You're not kidding. For all the reasons that you just cited, it's so very true.
Yeah.
But this is from something called Founder, and it's 10 time wasters. One is waiting for inspiration. So many people just sit around like they think a light bulb is going to come on.
Right, yeah.
You know, I believe that the way that you find inspiration is to live your life. And it will come to you when the universe says you are ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with my whole heart and soul. That has certainly been my experience, my own personal experience.
Yeah, I agree. You almost have to like... start, I guess, put the ball in motion, right? To get kind of the, you just can't sit there every day and be like, hey, you know, like,
wonder what should I do? Oh dear, what should I do?
Right. I don't feel inspired today, but just sometimes you got to do it. You just start, just get the ball rolling, you know?
Yes. And do the things
podcast,
you love.
I honestly didn't start it really with much of a plan, other than I just knew I felt inspired to do it. And then we just kind of built, I mean, don't go back too many episodes deep, but God, go back to the beginning. You'll see just the transformation it's made, you know, because I just had the inspiration just to like, just do a podcast. And exactly. I had this idea of my mom, and then we just kind of had to go from there, you know?
And you weren't really focused on it. You were just living your life.
Yep.
Right? And it yep. came to you. Okay. The next one is worrying about what people will say. Please. Yeah. It does not matter. Do you. Just do you, be you, and don't worry about what other people are saying and thinking.
And I struggle with that. I don't do well with that. I always am kind of, I don't know. I mean, there's some people I feel like they just don't give an F, and I applaud you on that, by the way.
Well, I don't say don't give an F, but I say it's not. There's no reason to worry about it. You are yourself, and you do what you do, and you do it the way you do it, and you can't worry about what other people are judging you about.
Yeah.
Because then what you do is you pretend to be the person that you think they would like.
Yeah.
And you lose yourself in that.
That's true. That's true.
You lose yourself. Complaining.
Yeah.
Waste of time. Get you
nowhere.
Let me
complain about work there really quick.
Just do something about it. You know, don't complain about it. Just do something about it. Trying to please everybody, you can't. You just can't. You can. Yep. There's no way you can please all the people all the time. There's no way you can please every single person in your family all the time.
No, this is just not. I mean, it's just funny. Like, we can even take this podcast as an example. Like, I try to get some, you know, I want to build the show around you guys and kind of what you like and what you want to hear, because again, we're just building this as we go. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, like I'll put up, hey, like for example, our August audit,
yes.
I'll put it up there of like, you know, what do you guys think about this? And like, literally like happy. I love it. Oh my God. It's like the best thing that ever happened. It's so great. And like happy, like, I don't really like it. It doesn't really speak to me.
That's right.
How do you guys feel about the good news at the end of the show? Oh my God, I love it. I can't live without it. Oh my God. We never even listened to it. It's just like, oh my goodness. So yeah, I think that's a small world example of like, you can't please everybody.
You
at
can't.
All times, you know,
you
and I
can't.
I want y'all to like every second of the podcast, but I also have to just accept that, like, it's not going to be, and it's not on me, it's not on anything. It's just, you know,
it's because like, we're all different.
We all tick in different ways for sure.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Repeating the same mistakes. Oh dear. We'll do it over and over. Best thing to do is to learn from the mistakes and try your best not to do it again.
Yeah.
And if you really take the time that you need to really look at the mistakes you've made and why you made them, then you're more likely to not repeat them than if you just keep moving on and don't look back.
Yep.
I think you have to look at your history, and when things go wrong, really assess yourself, not so much about what the other players were in it, but what was your part. And then the next time that comes up, you'll act differently based on what you've learned from that.
Yep. There you go.
Perfectionism. Oh, no. Just isn't. Doesn't happen. There's no perfect world. There's no perfect mom. There's no perfect dad. There's no perfect morning show talk host. There's no perfect podcaster.
You would
podcaster.
Think they'd find one, though. You'd think they're trying to attempt to make one. That's for sure.
No. There's no such thing as perfection. So stay off social media too. You know, that
well,
can
I think
really,
social media
me.
Gives, I was thinking about that the other day. I think about that a lot actually. Cause I'm running at about 60% right now, 60% feeling good, you know?
Yeah.
And social media is a bad place when you're not feeling good.
Yes.
So I'll go on. It's like, oh my God, I got a new job. Oh my God, look at this. I'm going to baby. Oh my God, I'm going to marry me. And I'm like, That ain't it. Mm-mm. That ain't the truth. You know, like we're all suffering in some sort of way, you know,
and
sometimes we just, we use social media to just try to boast about the great things, but everyone's got their own shit going on behind the scenes.
They do.
Every last person, there's not one person, not even Nancy Yancy, ain't got shit going on behind the scenes.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
I do.
So, see,
I do.
It's true.
It's true. Only one in my mind. There's only one perfect human ever, and that was Jesus. And I have yet to meet Jesus in real life.
You just can't get through a whole week without a Jesus mention, can you?
I know.
She didn't do it in her pep talk this week, so she felt like she had to get it in somewhere.
I have to. I have to sometime. Okay. Lack of priorities. So what is it that you value? What is it that you really value in your life? And those are the things that you need to prioritize. And that means that you've got to let some things go.
Yeah.
You can't do everything.
Yeah.
You've only got 24 hours in every day. So prioritize every day. What's important to do today?
That's like where I struggle a lot, because there is like I could literally be awake 24 hours a day, and I don't think I would catch up with everything that needs to get done. Like literally, I literally get in bed at night about 9 o'clock, and I'm so upset from the day. But not upset, I'm just like, ugh, because there's so many things that I needed to do. Like, this podcast needs so much more attention right now. It needs so much more attention. Mm-hmm. The radio show really does need about an extra hour or two of work a day. I would say the podcast needs about another extra hour or two a day. My social media is pretty much desolate right now because I just, I go from one thing to another. There's not really much to really show on social media right now other than like show stuff, which I hate, because I feel like I got a big audience over there that I'm not really letting in, nor do I really feel like letting in right now. There's not really a lot of great stuff going on. I don't have time to focus on friendships. I don't have time. You know, it's just like, so yeah, it's hard. I get it, but I don't even have kids. Like, God bless you guys with kids. I'm sure right now you're rolling your eyes because you're like, oh my God, you've got all the time in the world. You have no idea, you know, how much free time you actually have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No.
Well, you just have to assess what's important to you.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes things have to go. Sometimes they just have to go. Fear of failure. It's a waste of time. Do the best you can every day with what you have. And don't obsess about making a mistake or being a failure.
Yeah. It's hard when you go in worried about it. I mean, there's so many people that just don't take chances because of it, you know?
That's right. It's paralyzing.
It is. And I mean, because it does suck. Failing sucks. Like, it sucks. It really does.
It does.
But I think what sucks worse is, I mean, Mom, do you look back on your life and wish you would have taken more chances at something, but you're scared to try it? Now that you're 68?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wish I'd learned to swim.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I really do. I wish I'd learned to swim. My life at the lake would be a lot better now.
Well, let me tell you this. You don't want to fail at swimming, that's for sure. There's some things better to fail at than others, and swimming's not one of them.
I feel like I did, but I know it's mental. It's all mental.
Right.
You know, I have a fear of the water.
Right.
So, yeah, I need to overcome that. I try and just hasn't worked for me.
Right.
And then not living your life. Not living your life.
Well, I feel like sometimes we live the title we give ourselves.
That's right.
Versus actually like legitimately living our life.
Yeah.
You know,
we live the life that someone else planned for us.
Yeah.
Or that we believe is expected of us.
Yep.
Rather than living our life, the one we're really called to. Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
And then he ends with his friend Pete adds regret. So, yeah, regret. What good does that do? Really learn from your mistakes and try not to regret them, because it's a waste of time. You can't change it.
Can't change it.
So, what are some of your time wasters? Think about that. Yeah. What is it that you're doing with your 24 hours in a day that turns into a week, that turns into a month, that turns into a year, that turns into a lifetime? What are you wasting your time doing instead of living your best life?
There you go. That's Mom
Carissa,
tip for the
help
week.
Help me out here.
Close it up, Carissa.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, Carissa, you're the best. Thank you. Let's get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay. It goes along with the same theme. It's from Ben Franklin. Lost time is never found again.
That's true.
So don't waste
it. What you gonna do with it? What you doing with this Labor Day weekend?
That's right.
What you doing with that vacation time? We're two-thirds yeah. through the year. Two-thirds, three-fourths. September,
almost
October, November.
Fourths.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, September, October, November, December. We're two-thirds. So what you going to do with it? How many days you got left? You going to use them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you one of those people that never – that's actually be interesting to find out. Like, what side are you on? Like, how many vacation days do you have left over? I will tell you, the only time I'm really thankful I had days left over was when I got let go from Channel 933 in San Diego because they paid me out for that time. That was a really nice little chunk of change there at the end of it. But, I mean, Lord, maybe if I took more time off, I would have been so damn annoyed by that place by the end of it, you know?
What did it really cost you, though?
Right. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we really have to think about it. I mean, I'm 68 now, and so I totally get it. I understand it. But, you know, I wish I'd learned that earlier, too, because I used to give up vacation, too. And I regret it. Even if it's a staycation and you do nothing but stay home and pamper yourself all day, whatever it is, take that time because it's so good for you. It's just essential to your well-being.
Yep.
So I'm glad you're headed out of town.
I am too. Especially after the day I had today. I'm just like, nope.
You're going to be in nature. It's beautiful. I was looking at the Poconos on the web today. It's gorgeous.
Yep. Weather's going to be nice. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get away. Get away just for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good thing.
Take a quick break. And we're going to come back here in a couple of minutes with a moment Kramer history. All right, moment Kramer history a second away. Before we do, we are going to say hi to our certified fans. Thank you so much for supporting our show. We stop down every show to say thank you for being one, by the way. And these are people that can support our show financially. It's $5 a month, and it's like basically a little fan club. We will we give you some perks on the backside of it, some discounts, it's free stuff, shout outs on the podcast and stuff like that. It's funny, I got a message today from somebody that used to be a certified fan, and she dropped out. She said, I dropped out after a year, and I said, I forget what I said, like, oh no, I wish you'd come back. She said, I can't keep up with all the episodes. You don't have to keep up with all the episodes. Just so you know, like, this podcast is created to be here when you want it.
Right.
You may find yourself listening to an episode a day, and that's great. You know, it could be your morning routine. You may need this podcast just every now and then. Maybe your house is just a little too quiet sometimes, or maybe you need some companionship on your walk to maybe get you motivated every day. You know, you're going to have 30 minutes ish, 30, 40 minutes
or on your drive,
on
I
your
love
drive,
to listen in the
where,
car.
It's wherever you may need this podcast once a month, but it's never something you have to keep up with consecutively. I don't want you to feel like you've got to listen to every episode. I mean, I'd love for you to, don't get me wrong, for downloads. Hell, I'd love for you to listen to every episode to be consistent with downloads and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'd love it every, but you don't need to, you know, let's say for your sake, you don't need to listen to every single episode. And
right.
I try to make it to where if you hop in and hop out, it's no big deal because you can always get right back into where we were. I'll try to catch you up with what's happening. And then we just talk about a lot of life stuff anyway, that's not consecutive to the day before. So anyway, with that being said, thank you for being a certified fan. For those that are here, really appreciate it. You can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8 to become one. And just thank you for doing that. When we have somebody new, we thank them with a whoop whoop to the podcast. And when we don't have somebody new, we will we'll go back and we'll thank somebody that's been here for a while. So today, nobody new. We go back and we thank someone who's been part of our certified fan. We just spin the wheel of who's here. And today it's 225. 225. Okay. Certified fan 225 is, did not fill out the second part of their form. Let me see if I can figure out who this is. I cannot figure out who this is. I have no idea just by the email address alone. Well,
okay.
225. We'll go to 224. Megan E. Okay. Sorry, 225. I wish if listen, if your email address starts with A-U-D-E. No, sorry. A-U-D-I. A-U-D-I.
Audi.
Yeah. Will you message me and let me know? Because we don't have the rest of your form and I don't know who you are.
Right.
But I'm going to give it 224 today instead, and we'll come back to 225 if I hear from you. Megan E. Megan E. over in Chula Vista, California. I know Megan.
Okay. Megan is
she has been a certified fan now since the 20th of July of last year.
Oh, wonderful.
We're super appreciative of you. She's a yearly donor.
Are.
So thank you. Thank you. And for you, Megan E., who I've known since I was out in San Diego, this is your whoop whoop.
Here we go. Whoop whoop to Megan E.
There you go. Appreciate it.
224.
Remember, my goal is today is the first day of September, and I am going to make the goal of getting 10 new certified fans by the end of the month. That's going to be my little mini mission for this month. We got a few things we're going to do in September. That's going to be our first little mini mission. So if you've been thinking about it, maybe, you know, if this is, you know, you've been listening for maybe brand new, you may be here for a little over a month or whatever, or maybe it could be over a little over a year. We'd love for you to join. So just text the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888 Kramer 8. And there you go. Thank you so much. Don't forget, too, that I'm going to ask you to vote this week for Certified Mama's Boy and Podcast Magazine. If you are, if you get 2 seconds, this one, you know, obviously doesn't cost anything. Just you got 30 seconds of your time while you're sitting here. If you text the word vote, V-O-T-E, to 888 Kramer 8, that'd be super helpful to our podcast. And I think that's going to do it for today, Mom.
That's for it. You. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Wonderful. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer history. If you're new to this segment, you might be kind of confused right now. This is a moment in Kramer history where we take a look at some moments in my radio career. A lot of them pretty ridiculous. Today, though, I thought in honor of Labor Day, we would talk about labor. And back in 2009, I created a term called labor warriors. And the stories that then followed were quite entertaining.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing hotter than a woman that can take some pain. I think a woman that can suffer through some stuff, I think it's hot.
Okay.
I think it is hot because we always hear the opposite side of the story. We hear the women who are like, labor was so bad. You know, and I'm sure if we were to open the phones up this morning, we were to say, who had a hard labor? You guys would call.
Yes.
But recently, it has come to our attention that there are a lot of women out there that man can take it. Man, can they take the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And life just progresses like it's nothing.
Right.
The reason we came up with this was because of our good friend MIA.
Yeah, remember Paper Planes? Well, MIA was, like, completely pregnant. You could not possibly be more pregnant. Her due date was the Grammys. And she was scheduled to perform.
Right.
And perform she did.
Mm-hmm.
Questionable outfit, but then again, when you're that pregnant, I don't think it matters.
She literally could have given birth on that stage.
She probably was about to.
I mean, literally when I was watching it and she was like running around the stage with all the guys, I was so nervous. I was like, what if all of a sudden her water breaks like right there on the stage next to Jay-Z?
I know. Well, that was her due date. Well, luckily, I mean, she did not give birth on the stage, but a few days later, she did give birth to her son.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the Oscars coming up and she's scheduled to perform for them, like right after having given birth. I mean, she acted like she didn't just produce life and give birth to a child and then, you know, it was like, oh yeah, whatever, baby.
Those are the women that I want to talk to right now, okay? 230-WILN. I'm considering you a labor warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you took labor like a champ. Now, there's two kind of people that we're looking for right now, okay? We're looking for the women that accomplished something while they were in labor, or we're looking for the women that, like, got right back up right after giving birth.
Right.
Like, it was nothing.
They're
okay?
Just like, oh, let me go, you know, build a house.
If you are a true labor warrior in Panama City, okay, I want you to call me up. 230-WILN. What's up, Natalie?
Hi.
Another warrior, I'm hoping?
I am. I had twins 7 months ago.
Ooh.
I was on bed rest taking care of my other three children, so I didn't actually do my bed rest.
Yeah? Oh,
I went into labor. I stayed home to wash my laundry and get it all put away and get everything ready for the babies.
Wow.
I went to the hospital, went through 7 centimeters, no pain relief.
Oh.
And then went through an emergency C-section, and less than 48 hours, I was at Target getting things for the baby.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Going back home and taking care of all five kids.
Yes.
You are a true warrior, mom.
Where's your husband?
He had to go back to work.
I don't know that either. This is a strong family, man. They got five kids they got to pay
for.
They got
to sit them down.
If I were having twins, I'd be laid up in the bed for a year. I just had two people come out of me. I'm not doing anything. Please believe.
Well, I don't have any family to help. And
I mean, that's...
When I had my daughter, I came home on my son's first birthday and still went to the grocery store to make him his cake.
You're a good mom.
That's what I'm saying.
You're a good mom.
These women who don't care. Thank you for calling us this morning. 230-WILN. The women that say, I'm not going to let something as minuscule as labor
get in the way of me putting up the clothes.
I mean, I love it, though. I love it because, you know, okay, think about it, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very hard time trying to imagine what it might feel like to give birth.
Yes, very
hard. Just imagine trying to pass a 7-pound kidney stone.
Oh, you know? Gosh.
Not going to be possible.
I mean, even having a C-section. I mean, you know, like...
getting up like it's nothing.
Okay, and then 2 days later, gotta go to Target. Gotta put the crib... She probably put the crib together.
Probably did.
Rachel.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Nothing. I'm a labor warrior.
You're a labor warrior, girl. Come on, tell me.
Well, I have three kids, and whenever I had my son, which was the biggest baby, I decided for some god-awful reason not to use any kind of pain medicine, and I had him at 9 centimeters.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So before you actually went into labor, were you up to the moment just still living your life?
Oh, yeah. I was a stay-at-home mom with two kids under the age of 7.
Mm. You ain't got time for it.
You're running around chasing kids. That's a lot of work.
I had
matter of fact, my last doctor's appointment, they told me I need to go to the hospital because I was already dilating.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, I didn't even notice. I was just trying to take care of some...
You know, I got a cake in the oven. I got to get home. And, you know,
balancing the checkbook.
Frost my cake.
Hello, Jennifer.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am attracted by your story. I know it sounds weird, but I don't know what it is. Women, they can take pain like it's nothing, because I have to imagine giving birth on a 1 to 10 scale, it's got to be a 14.
It's not that bad.
Oh.
See? Not that bad.
I love it. Okay, so the day before, or was it the day of or the day before?
The day of the given birth.
you are living your life like it was just another day.
Oh, yeah.
What were you doing?
I was actually sighting in my guns to be able to go hunting, and my water broke.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you had gone hunting and shot that thing off? That definitely would have made your water break.
Here's my question. It's like, what was going through your head when you're like, okay, I know that I'm about to give birth, but why not just go hunting?
Well, we were actually going hunting. We were getting ready to go. Whenever you sight in your guns, you're getting ready to make sure that they're, you know, on aim, you know, making sure that they're shooting in the right place.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
Oh,
and whenever we were shooting, my water broke, and we weren't done, so we just continued on, and then we went to the hospital.
Wait. So your water broke, and how did you decide not to go to the hospital right then and there?
Because we weren't done.
What do you mean you weren't done? I mean, can't you just wrap it up?
No.
Can't wait till later? No, can't wait till afterwards?
No.
Not for labor warriors like you.
No.
Thank you for calling us. We're talking about labor warriors for those just joining the show. The women that labor was nothing to you guys. I want to talk to the women that the women that were just doing stuff, like right up to labor, maybe while they were in labor.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. You're a true labor warrior. Give us your story.
Okay. I lived in Massachusetts in 2002.
Yeah.
Okay. It just so happened that the morning of the Super Bowl, who the Patriots were playing in,
yes,
of course, I go into labor.
Oof.
Okay? So we had planned on going to this huge Super Bowl party. Well, I will tell you, I will not miss that. So I donned my Super Bowl jersey, and we head off to the party. Okay?
So hang on, really quick. Let me stop you for 1 second.
Sure.
At this point, do you know that you are about to go in? Like, is this like your expected date, or was this unexpected completely?
Oh, no, honey. I was 2.5 weeks late.
Okay. Oh, you were like, any second.
You're like,
any day.
Come on.
Yes, and I had a midwife, so I was not going, you know, I wasn't going to be induced. I wasn't like that, yeah. So we just went with the flow.
Okay.
So anyway, we go to this party, and now I'm in labor the whole time. And, of course, it gets worse and worse. So I tell my husband, you know what, we really need to leave. Well, I'll tell you, he would refuse to leave this party, okay?
He didn't realize that you were about to give birth to your child.
Oh, you know, we're divorced now. So
it all makes sense. Well, there you go.
He had some other priorities.
Labor, the women at the party were trying to help me. I'm walking down the road, you know, because they tell you to walk. People are honking at me. So anyway, the Patriots...
Hang on. You're walking down the street?
Oh, yeah, because they tell you to walk when you're in labor.
I didn't know
you
that.
You know? The party, and I started walking down the road with my mom.
Oh, my.
You know? So, of course, we finally, after the Patriots, we leave the party. I get to the hospital. I am 9.5 to 10 centimeters dilated.
Oh, Lord.
It took me about... three pushes, and that was it. My beautiful daughter was born on the day the Super Bowl was won by the Patriots.
I mean, at that point, seriously, it's like she's poking her head out saying, go Patriots. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, you know, I hope, and to this day, she loves them. We live in Florida now, of course.
Yes.
But to this day, she loves them. Absolutely loves them. So,
well, I would hate it if she didn't, you know?
Yeah.
I know. And mind you, no pain medication because I'm not in the hospital.
Yeah. Too soon.
A true labor warrior. Man, good story. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you so much.
Trooper. See ya.
Bye-bye.
What are we doing for the long weekend? We got plans yet? You going to take that extra day off now? You going to take that extra time? Lord. It's just crazy to think I was given 3 weeks of vacation and I took 6 days of it. Damn. I got to do better about that. I'm going to try. That's going to be my goal. My new contract year starts the 14th of August. What did I know? September, sorry. I'm going to try to take all 15 days this year, and I'll promptly be let go. It's fine. All right. Love you so much. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Have a great day. I'll be less cranky tomorrow, I hope. Hope the sun comes out. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. And that's all I remember. It's cloudy here today. I'm sure it's beautiful in San Diego. Phoenix, I'm sure it's nice and sunny. Atlanta, you guys might have clouds too. Wherever you are, hope it's a sunny day metaphorically in your life. See you back here tomorrow. Your calls now.
Hi, Kramer. It's Lauren. Calling from Georgia. Washing clothes. I do all in cold. I do separate my scrubs that I have to wear to work in the delicate cycle. So if there's any shirts that I don't want to like shrink, I will do that separate than my other clothes. But my other clothes are all together, all colors, washing cold, on permanent press, normal drying cycle. And then my scrubs are delicate, on cold. And then my towels, I do on hot. All together, I don't separate whites and darks. I'm 43, by the way. Maybe in my early 20s I did, but I don't really think I did that. So, have a good day.
Hey, Kramer, it's Eileen from Georgia. Just wanted to weigh in what you were talking about, how everything doesn't always have to go right, nor should it, and we shouldn't expect it to. We had a car situation. I had my car, not very old. We ended up having to put about $3,000 into it. We made the decision to not get a new one since that wasn't, you know, isn't very old and we like it. And 3 weeks later, my husband's truck started having almost the same issues, but his was a 2006, I think, with 285,000 miles. So, oh my gosh. So we had to turn around and buy a car anyway. But looking back, thank goodness we didn't trade mine in and have one car payment and then turn around and have to have another one. And then our dishwasher went out. So, gosh, they say things happen in threes, but my husband is great. We have a good balance. I tend to get upset about things like that, and he's just, you know, with the opinion that, oh, well, we just got to
you know, delve into our emergency fund and then replenish it when we can, kind of thing. And, you know, thank goodness we had money saved. But anyway, love your show. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.